Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. As always, you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and you will find all kinds of features there. Anytime you want. Archives and ways to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We'll tell you more about that as the show goes on here tonight. With you, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Coming up, Aria, you've got some crypto-related news we can get into. But first, a little bit of international coverage. On the way, Conan, also, speaking of international, people from the U.S. are migrating to Mexico.
And Mexicans are not happy. Wouldn't you know it?
Some of them. We'll find out about that coming up here.
Is this about the Honduras?
No, that's a different country.
Okay. Yeah, well, I know it's a different country. But, you know, it's the same sort of theme.
Oh, right, because the Honduras government undid the whole special economic zone thing.
Yes, it is.
Mad about that, yeah. So we can cover all that. But, of course, the big news that we covered yesterday was that the old bat Nancy Pelosi was going to ostensibly go to Taiwan, and China's government, their military, had said they were going to do something about it. They apparently posted a video of a missile launching and suggesting that they were going
to... But don't they put one of those out every week? Well, including Russia and any area of the country has a military?
This was specifically in regards to Pelosi, and the suggestion was they were going to blow her airplane out of the sky. Apparently that didn't happen, at least on the way there. And,
well, that's good.
And so she did arrive in Taiwan, but that hasn't stopped the saber rattling from continuing. The-sun.com saying that China is vowing to, quote, fight to the death, unquote, and is amassing tanks on beaches ahead of what could be a D-Day-style invasion on Taiwan, fueling World War III fears. They say that Beijing has threatened to take action as it accuses the U.S. of provoking them over the breakaway island, which the Communist Party has long claimed belongs to China. And the resolve on both sides is now being stretched to breaking point as one of the most senior politicians in the U.S., Nancy Pelosi, has arrived in Taiwan. She is second in line to the presidency, behind only Kamala Harris, and is a vocal critic of China and longstanding enemy of Donald Trump. You remember when Joe Biden was running for office and the big talking point was that, oh, he's all cozy with China? Now you've got the Democrats that are basically pussyfooting around having a war with China.
Yeah, this is this week's new NPC chip. It has been, Ukraine has been unplugged, and the I Hate China chip has been inserted this week.
Yeah.
And we've been experiencing this whole year. It seems to be every 2 or 3 weeks there's something new to bitch about.
I've been following this very closely on the internet. Is there like a new software update? Are people out there complaining about how much they hate China because of this?
Oh, they will be now, right? Like that's
this is brand spanking new. This is this week's news. So yes, be prepared to be inundated with flooded. With I Hate China. No,
what does the Taiwanese flag look like?
That's just what I was thinking. We need to be looking at social media and see if people are replacing or adding to their Ukraine flag with the Taiwanese flag.
I'm sure they are. If they're not,
and
yet,
their front porches, too, putting their flags on the front porch.
So, you know, the Chinese government's mad about this because, again, they claim Taiwan. They said it's a serious violation of their sovereignty and vowed to take, quote, all necessary measures. China's foreign ministry said, quote, these moves, like playing with fire, are extremely dangerous. Those who play with fire will perish by it.
The Taiwan flag is a red background with a blue square in the upper left corner with a sun a white sun. So be prepared for the red background, white sun.
I'm going to have to look at this. I'm having a hard time picturing it.
Beijing claims the island belongs to them, but the people of Taiwan say they're a separate nation. China has long been feared to launch an amphibious assault on Taiwan, something which some analysts have dubbed Z-Day. At least two Chinese warships, a destroyer and frigate, have been seen lurking off the island, and Chinese warplanes have buzzed close to the dividing line in the Taiwan Strait. Chilling footage shared on a Chinese social network, Weibo, appears to show a column of amphibious tanks reportedly massing on beaches in Fujian, along the Taiwan Strait. So, once again, this sounds very similar to the buildup outside of Ukraine. Remember, it was a few weeks before Russia went into northeastern Ukraine that they were amassing tanks on the border, still inside Russia. And there was a lot of talk about this. A lot of people said, oh, it'll never happen. They're just there for military exercises. Even, I think, I believed that that would be the case.
Right.
And then they went in. And now they've been there since March.
Well, that's what the U.S. government always says, right? It's just conducting military exercises off the coast of whatever. And sometimes it's a prelude to an invasion. Sometimes it isn't.
Or a false flag, or some buildings falling down, or a school shooting.
So I don't know what they're going to do here.
Does the article talk about what Pelosi's even doing in Taiwan? Is it just
talking?
Is it just about the chips, the chip sales?
I mean, she had some things that somebody wrote for her to say. I mean, I can pull up a couple of the excerpts here, but. Quote, America's solidarity with the 23 million people of Taiwan is more important today than ever as the world faces a choice between autocracy and democracy, she wrote on Twitter.
Well, the United States doesn't know anything about democracy. They are very much about the autocracy, though, from what I can tell.
Well, people do get to vote here.
Yeah, for one party.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they vote, but they do get to vote. And that's all she's trying to say, is that, oh, well, our system's better than their system, and so we should go to war over that.
Oh, and by the way, your gas is going up again because of the war in Taiwan.
Really?
No, I mean,
it's
going to go back up.
Well, didn't Biden actually get rid of the federal gas tax? Didn't that actually happen? Isn't that the reason why the gas prices are down?
And is selling millions of barrels of reserve oil to China?
Oh, I thought they were letting it out into the U.S. I didn't know they were selling them to China.
They're selling it. Well, they're selling to the highest bidder, which just happened to be China.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, I mean, really, there's no point in saying anything else about what this woman has to say over there. It's all a political maneuver, basically, like you said, to get people riled up, get them behind another war effort that the Democrats are, you know, going to get people into. I'm not saying Republicans wouldn't do the same thing, but that's what's happening now. So there's more. The rest of the article is just all tough talk about, you know, one side's military versus the other side's military and who's going to do what. And
I find it interesting from like a militarily strategic perspective, you know, like a strategy video game or something like that. But the possibility of this being real makes it no fun at all. I'm not interested in the numbers or who's got the most warships or who's got the most military capabilities. Real people are going to die. It's not a video game. It's not Call of Duty.
How do you know? I'm starting to think more and more that it is.
That it doesn't exist?
It's a video game.
reason to believe that it's a video game.
Someone was actually, you know, chugging it all along, you know, playing the video game, left to go use the bathroom or make a sandwich in the other room, and the kid brother came in and is screwing things up, just jumping on. I mean, oh, no, the cat moved in. The cat is all over the keyboard right now, just... Inputting.
That'll happen.
It'll happen. It'll mess your game up.
So we know that in the Ukraine situation, Russia isn't trying to decimate Ukraine. They're not trying to scorch the earth. They just ostensibly want to take over the Donbass region and oust the current administration, probably put in some friendlies into the current administration. They're not trying to drop a nuclear weapon on the place. There's 43 million people that live in Ukraine. There are 144, I think, million in Russia. China's got like a billion people.
Yeah, China's huge, man.
And the island of Taiwan has about 23 million, I think, was the population there.
Yep.
So, like, this isn't even close to the same kind of a conflict. China, of course, is, you know, very wealthy as far as the last few decades. Their wealth has been going up quite a bit as their market was loosened up for some period of time. And the United States is probably not going to get away with a proxy war in this particular case. If they want to do something, they're going to have to get involved directly, and that is
disastrous.
That would,
in fact, lead to what an actual world war is going to look like.
Yeah.
Everyone's screaming about Russia, Ukraine being the next world war. I don't think so.
And I'm not sure the United States government really has a choice, because the Chinese government is ruthless. They don't care about those 27 million Taiwanese
people. Well, yeah,
they do
have a choice.
People.
It's we back off. Very terrible for a sovereign country to get taken over like that if China really wants to move in and lay down the law.
Well, that was what I was trying to say, was that, you know, China doesn't care to take over. They could just kill them all and replace them with Chinese people.
They could. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-28.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan.
We're talking about the potential for war with China over the territory that China claims is theirs. Taiwan, of course, says they're an independent country. And now Nancy Pelosi, who is one of the big-ranking politicians in Washington, D.C., has traveled to China despite warnings from the Chinese government.
What does Nancy Pelosi do again? She's the speaker.
Secretary or Speaker. Yeah,
Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the third-ranking person.
Okay. And so she's a representative. But she's not even like a senator.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so she is, I guess, the first time in 25 years that somebody from the somebody high ranking or whatever has gone there. And
I just want her to understand her real place in the universe. She's just a U.S. rep. She's nothing. She's meaningless.
Well, in this case, she may be the start of a new world war. You know, the World War III, which would
that's
be
because China's bought into the mythology, though.
Of World War III?
No, they bought into the mythology that oh, she's the Speaker
something?
Of the House. This means something.
Well,
no, she's just some ugly old crone who has made a life out of being a politician.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is China thinks is going to come from this. I mean, this old bat's going to go there. She's going to give a speech. She's going to talk to some other politicians. And she's going to go home.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the end of that story. I don't see how that's going to further any kind of relationship between Taiwan and the United States. Because they can always talk on the phone or video conference or whatever. It's all just symbolism. It's like, oh, see, we're staring down the red Chinese threat. And we're going to go no matter what. I'm putting my life on the line. And I'm going there despite what their threats. And, you know, we were just talking about kind of comparing the Ukraine conflict with what could happen with China. And again, I hope it doesn't happen. You know,
right.
I don't want to see any kind of war. But just comparing the two, not only is the Ukraine thing a much, I'm not going to call it an even match, but, you know, you got 144 million people in Russia, 40-something million in Ukraine, versus over a billion in China and 23 million in Taiwan. So it's a completely different world we're talking about here. And also, think about the trade aspect of this.
That's the big one in my
huge.
Book.
Huge.
So our economy is basically propped up via the Chinese economy.
Right. How many items do you buy at the store that say made in Russia?
Yeah, but that's true for the Chinese as well.
Oil, fertilizer, wheat.
Yeah, but I've never seen it.
I mean,
right?
That's all we really get from
it.
Russia.
Yeah, you don't see it anywhere. There's like almost nothing that you buy at the store from Russia, but almost everything comes from China. If there's a war between the United States and China, you better believe that's all going to end. You think it's tough getting computer chips for the cars right now with the supply chain issues just due to COVID, quote-unquote, because some Chinese manufacturers have closed their manufacturing due to, let's say, you know, cities locking down or whatever stupid reasons they closed them for. That's caused problems. That's caused ripples and issues with the supply chain. What about when that stops entirely? What's that going to look like?
It's going to be horrible for both countries.
No, it can't stop entirely. China relies on the U.S. economy just as much as the U.S. relies on the Chinese economy.
Correct.
The Chinese government has been trying to diversify and, you know, court the Middle East and court Russia and all these other places, but they don't even represent 10% of what the U.S. is buying from them. They need the U.S. It's going to hurt the Chinese economy just as much as it hurts the U.S. economy.
Which is probably why they haven't blown Pelosi out of the sky, because it can't happen.
Could be.
I will say that the difference is probably that the Chinese economy continues to produce things, where the U.S. economy is almost entirely a service economy that doesn't actually produce anything. So the Chinese would probably have an easier time recovering and finding other buyers and stuff.
Right. They are selling stuff to the whole world. And I get your point that the U.S. is a big customer. There's no doubt about it.
It's their biggest.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But they could probably go without. I mean, they're not going to not be able to feed themselves. You know, even Russia right now, the Russian government is saying, they're talking about cutting off the United States from any kind of diplomatic whatever, because apparently the U.S. is apparently considering calling Russia a terrorist state at this point.
I thought they have been.
And so, well, maybe they are.
The past half year.
Yeah, and so now, according to an article over at RT, which is Russia Today, that, of course, the U.S. government doesn't want you to read.
Nope.
Moscow warns of cutting ties with the United States. A potential move to brand Russia as a sponsor of terrorism would have severe consequences. Quote, if people in Washington decide to fully stop any interaction with Moscow, we can live with that. There should be no doubt about that. That's the attitude the Russians have towards.
They've demonstrated they can live without that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have their own version of McDonald's now, and they're doing okay.
What's it called? Tasty, no, tasty but fast or something?
I think it's tasty, and that's it. I think that's what it translates to.
Huh.
So anyway, that's where we're at with the you know, sort of international World War III situation. Again, we love peace here on Free Talk Live. I don't relish any of these things happening, but that's what governments do. They are violent, they're evil, they're killers, and they're more than happy to put young lives on the lines for the glory of these politicians.
Yep, rich old men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if I recall correctly, based on the numbers, the U.S. government knows that it only has until like 2030 or something like that before China has just completely overtaken the United States technologically and militarily and economically. So if they want to actually have a war with China and stand any chance of actually succeeding, the clock is ticking.
Hmm.
I don't want them to succeed. I don't want there to be a war with China. I want them to, you know, peacefully compete with one another and engage in trade and, you know, have a free market. They won't do that, but the clock is ticking if they want to have any chance whatsoever, because China is just getting stronger and the United States is just getting weaker.
Of course, as we know, a lot of people are planning to leave the United States. Our very own Mark Edge is looking at moving to, well, I mean, maybe technically already has. He just sort of moves around, but he's got something he's putting together in Honduras. There have been other people who've been moving to Mexico. I've been watching a show over the last 4 weeks now called The Anarchists, all about voluntarist anarchist types moving into Mexico. And Conan, you have a story tonight about some Mexican migrants, people migrating from the United States into Mexico.
But I had one question. The military, the Chinese military, the size of it. You know, we're always told that the size of the U.S. military dwarfs everyone else.
It's
budget spending certainly does.
Yeah. So that's what they tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider the population of China, I'm starting to find it hard to believe that their military isn't just ginormous.
Well, they may not have as many craft, you know,
right.
They may not have as many aircraft carriers and things like that, but they certainly have more bodies they can throw.
Yeah, if this was to turn on its head,
they can get to Taiwan.
This is why they would get so much money.
But I'm thinking they could get to not just Taiwan. I mean, they could have the you know, the whole there's a rifle behind every blade of grass. That's why Japan would never land in California.
Well, their people don't have guns, I think, by default, but certainly the state does.
Yeah, but they make guns.
Yeah.
I mean, they just print them out.
But it's not even a matter of military craft or numbers or anything like that at this point. There's a reason that China's gone wholesale into technology and artificial intelligence and things like that. You don't need the biggest gun if you have the most accurate gun or if you have the most technologically advanced gun. You know, the U.S. may be coming with these aircraft carriers or whatever that were designed 50 years ago, the Chinese government's, theirs are 5 years old, and theirs implement artificial intelligence and all sorts of other technologies that the U.S. government's just fallen behind on.
We got more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, not to mention the wokeism in the U.S. military.
Oh, man.
As well.
That's where Russia's got us beat.
Yeah, there's probably, and you know, I don't know how badass the Chinese are, but I've seen some crazy videos of their trainings over there.
They look pretty tough.
Meanwhile, U.S. has a bunch of cat boys or whatever. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of job openings is down for the third straight month, and yet another sign the labor market is cooling. The Labor Department saying job openings fell to 10.7 million in June, its lowest level since last fall. The biggest declines were in retail and wholesale trade, followed by state and local government education. The number of people who quit their jobs in June fell slightly. The governor of Texas is inviting the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. to see the situation at the southern border for themselves. In a letter to Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser, Republican Greg Abbott said Texas has spent more than $3 billion over the last 18 months addressing the situation. Both mayors are complaining about illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to their cities. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department is suing Idaho over the state's abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters the law doesn't allow exceptions in cases where a woman's health is in jeopardy. The Senate Republican leader is taking more shots at the big Democratic economic package.
The Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation any more than the American Rescue Plan actually rescued America.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying it would trigger job-killing tax hikes during a recession. He again called it a reckless taxing and spending spree. Voters are going to the polls in five states to decide matchups for the fall election and other key issues. In Kansas, they're voting on a pro-life bill known as Amendment 2 that affirms that Kansas's state constitution doesn't provide a right to abortion. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 402 points to close at 32,396. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
How are
you?
And Conan.
I want to say thanks to Ron Dinion, who is a Free Talk Live Silver supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here at Free Talk Live and you want to help get Free Talk Live and more great radio stations around the country, you can do that by joining AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. It is a Patreon. You can do it with your PayPal, your debit card, your credit card, and you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support the show. You get some cool benefits when you do that, and we definitely appreciate it. So folks like Ron Dinion, who's a silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month, and that's all we ask for. Really appreciate the help. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about people getting the F out of the United States, and there's different reasons, of course, to do this, and one of them might be the impending doom of a World War III. Certainly, you're...
Where can you flee, though, to get away from World War III?
You can flee to any country that's not participating, and your odds...
But it's a world war.
...are better. Yeah, that's what they call it. But there's still...
World War II was pretty comprehensive.
South America? I don't know if they got...
You got the Appalachia.
People ran to South America.
That's a good place to hide.
I think South America's probably... South America and the southern half of Africa might be the only places that weren't touched by World War II.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't expect, you know, there's no reason to expect that the same situation is going to happen this time around.
Sure.
And, you know, the fact is, if you're not in one of the saber-rattling countries, you're probably better off.
I tend to think so.
Yeah. So I don't blame anybody who wants to take a walk, and that's what's happening with apparently a large number of people moving into Mexico. And Conan, you have a story about that tonight. I guess they're not being too well received in
some
parts.
Not. Well, it's a certain type that are moving that these people, that these Mexican City locals are complaining about.
Really?
Like, for, you know, here in New Hampshire, I don't have any problem with immigrants, migrants, out-of-staters moving in as long as they are not that type.
I wish we had more Mexicans.
Massholes. I'm talking about you guys, which are Taxachusetts.
I mean, as long as you're libertarians or anarchists, I welcome them.
Yeah. But that's not what we get a lot of. We get a lot of influx from Massachusetts.
We get a lot of libertarians, actually. It was over 1,000 libertarians moved here in 2021.
Awesome.
For the Free State Project. Largest number of any year prior to that. It may be beaten by 2022. Obviously, we're not done with the year yet, so we don't know.
Right.
But it's looking pretty good. If you talk to the folks over at Porcupine Real Estate, people that are actually
have the numbers, the data.
Yeah, from what I've seen,
good.
The massholes are, like, leaving. They want to go somewhere where they do have control.
Well, they talk about leaving. How many of them actually leave?
Some do.
A lot of people just complain because they
Well, a lot of people talk about moving here, too, and then they don't actually do it.
Correct. Yes, you have to consider that as well. This from the L.A. Times. Mexico City, Fernando Bustos Gorzarpe was sitting with friends in a cafe when he realized that once again, they were outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
"We're the only brown people," said Bustos, a 38-year-old writer and university professor. "We're the only people speaking Spanish except the waiters."
Wow.
What do you care, dude? He sounds like the American equivalent of, you know, the old white people saying, "Well, how? I don't know why they have to speak Spanish."
Well, those people exist.
I know, but why do you care?
That's the most ironic part about this entire
article. It's not
hurting
them.
It's not a surprise either. Those people are not unique to the United States.
I know.
We just live around them.
I know, but my message is the same for this guy that it is that the conservatives who are upset about Hispanic immigration. Dude, it doesn't affect you. Why do you care? Get
this
over yourself.
This is my culture, my borders. This isn't they're taking my jobs. This is gentrification where they're coming in and they're basically...
They're taking my home.
They're raising the rent. The rent is skyrocketing because of these gentrifiers.
That's just a different version of they're taking our jobs, though.
Close, maybe.
It's like, these immigrants coming in here and taking stuff from us. We got to stop these immigrants from taking all our stuff, whether it's a job or their property or whatever. It's the same sort of jingoist nonsense.
Mexico has long been the top foreign travel destination for Americans. Its bountiful beaches and picturesque pueblos luring tens of millions of U.S. visitors annually.
Cheap tacos.
But in recent years, a growing number of tourists and remote workers hailing from Brooklyn, New York, Silicon Valley, and points in between have flooded...
I wouldn't want those people there either.
Exactly. Have flooded the nation's capital and left a scent of new wave imperialism.
I was going to guess avocado.
It's coming.
Pumpkin spice.
The influx, which has accelerated since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic and is likely to continue as inflation rises, is transforming some of the city's most treasured neighborhoods and expat enclaves. And leafy, walkable quarters such as Roma.
I just love how Mexico is on the other side of the immigration thing now, and they're just as upset as the conservatives were.
But again, it's a different group, though. It's a whole different group that are complaining about this.
Is it?
Are they that different?
In leafy, walkable quarters such as Roma, Condesa, Centro, and Juraz, how do you say that?
I don't know.
Anyways, rents are soaring as Americans and other foreigners snap up houses and landlord trade long-term renters from travelers willing to pay more on Airbnb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taquerias, corner stores, and fondues, small family-run lunch spots, are being replaced by, Aria.
Starbucks.
Pilates studios, co-working spaces, and sleek cafes advertising oat milk lattes and avocado toast. And English.
Good. Let them go to Mexico. Hey, Mexican people who are upset about this because you want to work hard, you don't want your avocado toast or whatever, come to the United States. We'll trade you. You take these liberals and we'll take your hard workers.
Yeah, but it's not as easy to come here. You know,
should be, though.
Yeah, it should be. We should have the freedom to have people cross borders and live wherever it is they are welcome to live, but to immigrate legally into the United States is an absolute nightmare from, you know, the stories that we've been told over the years. It costs a lot of money. Many these immigrants from Mexico don't have that kind of money. They certainly don't have the lawyer that they need to navigate the system. And if you come in without going through the system, then the system's always after you, and you've always got to be looking over your shoulder. So it's rough.
Yeah, so why are these hipsters going to Mexico?
It's a city. So, I mean, we're talking about these liberals who are moving to this city and gentrifying. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I know that there are other Americans. We know some of them who are moving to South America.
I know, but why are these people?
But they're
doing
not moving to the cities. They're moving out to the woods. And I'm sure this guy Bustos has absolutely no problem with someone like Mark Edge if he was to move into the countryside somewhere.
I don't know.
My question: why are these yuppies from these upper valley cities in California or whatever? Why are they going to Mexico?
Inflation, it's cheap. COVID-19, it's cheaper. They don't like Trump.
Is that what the article has said?
That's what the article has said so far, and I know that it is much, much cheaper.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the exact numbers, but when Mark Edge went down to Acapulco in 2019. Before Anarchapulco, they went down for like 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever. Basically, his family was going to spend a whole month in Acapulco, and then 1 week of the month would be the Anarchapulco week.
Okay.
And so they went down there and they rented this nice, it was on a 3-story building. It wasn't the whole thing they rented. It was just the top story. And there were, I don't know, 6 bedrooms, 2 or 3 bathrooms, a pool, very, very beautiful location. You're looking out over a nice view, that kind of thing. And it was
cheap.
$1,500 a month or something like that.
Okay.
It was cheap.
Now, to be clear, Arya, this won't stay cheap. This is going to be exactly what is going on in Silicon Valley right now as we speak.
Mm.
It's going to be a decades long adventure, but these rents are going to go up. The real estate's going to keep going up and up and up, and the original locals are going to get removed. They're going to get replaced. This is the great Mexican replacement, just like all the conservatives here in this country complaining about that has been fousted onto us.
Well, and if you want to live cheap, is like really cheap. I mean That's just comparing to like a 3-bedroom house here in just an average house here in Keene, which you might pay $1,500 plus utilities for or whatever. Here, you get a lot more space, a lot nicer kind of property in Mexico. But if you want to get just a crappy room somewhere, you could pay $75 a month, right? Like there's a huge range of what's available. You're not going to have a nice view, but you'll have a roof over your head.
Yep.
There's more coming up here in moments. We'll talk more about what's going on with these migrants down there. And, another question is, how many of them are there illegally? How many of them went down there and decided to stay without getting the necessary paperwork?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Homes are open here. Join us. The number 603-283-6160. Turns out there are a bunch of nationalist types in Mexico as well.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and they don't like it when people come down there.
Nope. Reinforces the whole idea, this concept that American is full of racist Nazis and the rest of the world is just good to go. No. No, you got bigots and racists
everywhere,
and they're in every stinking country. And Mexico City is on that list as well.
And we're gonna continue that discussion here in moments. Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin. If you are somebody that travels around the world, you definitely want to take a look at cryptocurrency. I mean, everybody should be looking at cryptocurrency, especially considering the situation with inflation going on. But Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, other cryptocurrencies, are useful in other countries of the world. You don't have to exchange anything.
They are borderless.
Exactly. So you can go and learn some of the basics about Bitcoin. Go click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You'll find some introductory videos there. Spend as much time as you want digging as deep as you like into this technology because it's really important. It's not going away in our lifetimes and probably in your grandkids' lifetimes. This is here. This technology is really important because it puts the value of money and the power of money into the hands of the individual. But you can learn more by clicking Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. If you are not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they got them for you on their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones here. Olivia is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, this call is kind of for Aria because I just got her book, Dancing in Hellfire. So
I didn't know that was still for sale.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I delisted that long ago, but okay, cool.
Was it a used copy or a new copy?
No, they're brand new. They were printed July 30th.
Someone making money off your books, are you?
That sounds like print on demand.
So it is print on demand. So I mean, there's a checking account I have that, you know, the payments for the book go into. I haven't checked it in years.
Wow. All right.
But I guess thanks.
I thought it was really well written so far. I mean, I've been picking, like, random pages to flip to, and I think there's something in this book for everyone to relate to, especially if they came from a dysfunctional home. And the other thing that I liked is you don't indent. You put, like, spaces between the paragraphs. It makes it easy to read. So
Okay. And this is a autobiographical kind of thing. What is it, Aria, this book?
I'm not sure I would stand by it at this point. You know, it's like going back and looking at my YouTube videos from like 7 or 8 years ago. It's like, would I still put this way? Would I still stand by this work? It's like,
how old is this now, 7 or 8?
It's about the same amount of time as like my earliest YouTube videos. Some of those I have delisted because I was just like, you know, I don't like the way I said this. I don't like the way I came across here. Mm. And I'm not sure that I would put Dancing in Hellfire in a different category. It's just a work from a long time ago that I don't remember very much about, honestly.
Wow. Were you trans at that time, or had you started the transition?
I had.
Was that it, Olivia? You just wanted to compliment her?
Well, I did want to say one thing. I'm always saying to people, you know, you should write a book, and they're always like, yeah, I guess I should, but I just think it's really neat that someone actually did, because she had a lot to say in it, and that's really cool.
Thanks. I've written a few. One of them is way too long to ever be useful to anyone but me. So it just sort of sits on my hard drive at like 450,000 words. It's longer than the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, for some perspective on this. I mean, useless, but it's not hard to write a book. It's a matter of discipline, right? Too many people treat writing as like it's just some hobby that they're going to do when they feel like it or something like that. And one of the earliest things I learned about writing was from Stephen King back when I was in high school. It's like, no, you have to treat it like a job. Set yourself, this is how much I'm going to write every single day, and you always hit that. Like the novel that I was just talking about, the 450,000 page one, I wrote it in about just under 4 months. I set myself a goal of 35 pages per day. And these were single space pages, so I mean 35 pages per week.
Did you say 450,000 pages?
450,000 words.
Okay,
sorry. the page count is like 1,100 or something like that. But I mean, I set myself a 35 pages per week, and I could a minimum of 3 pages per day, right? So that meant on weekends, generally, I would have to cram out 10 pages on Saturday, 10 pages on Sunday, and then 3 pages on every other day throughout the week in order to get to that 35 pages a day, 35 pages a week requirement or whatever. And it sucked. But as long as you do that every single day, you're going to get to the end. And people look at that like, wow, that was really impressive. Like, no, I just set a goal and then I achieved that goal. I didn't set a goal to write this gargantuan book or whatever. So I'm going to write 3 pages a day. That's all it takes for someone to write a book, is to have just a little bit of commitment to say, I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to do it daily, and there's nothing on this earth that's going to stop me from doing it. And just like that, give it 6 months, and anyone out there can write a book.
If you're willing to commit to
something.
I'm not going to agree with that.
It would be good.
Okay. As long as that's on the table.
Look, it doesn't have to. Look, when you're setting out to write a book, you shouldn't even think about whether or not it's going to be good. That's what copy editing and second drafts and all that stuff for.
I'm going to disagree with that one, too.
Well, as someone who's written a few books, I think I should be able to say that, right? The first draft is just about putting words on paper. That's it. Get the story out there.
I don't do anything unless I'm intending on it being the best thing I've ever done. And I think that should be everyone's drive with any project, whether it's just driving down the road to work. That you should drive the best you've ever driven. Otherwise, why do it?
Well, for practice. That's the same reason I haven't released a song in like the last 6 or 7 years or whatever, because if I'm going to release a song, it's going to be the best song I've ever written, or I'm just not going to bother. I'm going to scrap it and start over. But, you know, you got to have that practice. You don't know that it's going to be bad when you set out to write the book or write the song or whatever, but then you get to the end of it, you're like, oh, that's terrible. It goes into the trash. You learn from that.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, as long as you went into it initially that this is going to be the best thing I've ever done, that's something to work on. Now, if you're just half-assing it, then no, you need to just stop.
Well, I mean, if someone's half-assing writing a book, they're probably not going to have the discipline to sit down and hit that daily page limit anyway.
Which is most people, and most people, 99% of the population are not going to write books.
But it's just a matter of discipline. That's all that is. I mean, it's not like
a true lot of life is, you know, if you're willing to put the time in, you're willing to put the effort in, you have the discipline, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah. Look at anyone who is successful.
Yep. Thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. I appreciate that. So we're talking about people moving from the United States down into Mexico. This article is specifically talking about Mexico City, but obviously they're going to a lot of different places.
They're going to South America. They're going to people are moving to Canada, believe it or not,
and
Alaska.
Some of the people in Mexico are not so happy about it because they see this gentrification.
New wave imperialism.
The yuppies coming in from the United States. They got a lot of money by comparison to the natives, and they're buying up some of the houses. They can't buy houses. You can't, as a non-native, you cannot purchase property in Mexico, as I understand.
Yeah, but how can you become a native? How do you, what's the...
I don't know what that process is like.
The fiery hoops and process that you have to jump through.
I don't know how hard that is down there. I suspect it's a little easier.
Even if you're just renting,
yes, and that's what a lot of these people are doing.
$450 a month is the average salary for a New Mexican native. So if you're working local, and this is
that's unlikely. A lot of these people are people that are able to work online. That's why they're able to travel easily.
Digital nomads, correct. And these are the people who are moving in there who are taking over. And if you're making, even just $2,000 a month,
you can live like a king. Basically.
Oh, you better believe it. So this is happening. They're not only are they moving in, taking all the available real estate hotels, which is good for the hotel business, by the way. The hotel business in Mexico City is not complaining about this. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy Bustos, who's a university professor or whatnot.
What a surprise! An academic
who sees complaining about one of his biggest complaints is English is taking over.
Mm. Wow.
He's in a restaurant.
Oh, the poor guy.
He asked for a menu, and it's an English language menu is handed to him.
Mm-hmm.
I can just hear him saying, why in the hell do I have to press 7 for Spanish?
And, of course, he hands it back and says, one in Spanish, please. So we.
What a snowflake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he speak English?
Probably he does. He probably does.
It sounds like he probably does. So he's just wanting a Spanish menu to be a snowflake.
Well, but,
maybe he can't read English.
Well, he's a university professor. I'm assuming, but who knows?
What else does he say?
Well, I'm going to skip on down a little bit, and I should try to look at some of these numbers. So we talked about $450 a month is the average salary.
That's cheap.
Despite growing tensions, Mexico City is not Paris, where an American stumbling over French in a boulangerie. I can't even say that. We'll get a dose of hostility along with her croissants. It's not Berlin or Barcelona, where locals in recent years have mounted major protests over excessive tourism and the gobbling up of urban properties by global investment firms. The vast majority of people in this crowded, colorful metropolis are unwaveringly kind and patient with the international visitors, who in the first 4 months of this year spent $851 million on hotels alone,
right,
according to the tourism records.
Yeah,
so some people are not mad at this.
No, of course not. They're bringing business in there. They're bringing money in there. There's more coming up here. Hour 2's next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.